EPA argues the new rule keeps Clean Water Act exemptions for agriculture and adds 56 conservation practices that will be exempt from dredge or fill permit requirements. But American Farm Bureau Federation's Don Parrish says that's not enough.
There's other sections of the Clean Water Act that have different meanings and different liabilities for farmers and ranchers, significant liabilities, criminal and civil penalties, that aren't covered by those exemptions.
Parris says the Supreme Court ruled that isolated interstate waters are not waters of the U.S. and so not navigable, but EPA is trying to sweep those back under federal control.
It really does substantively change the way states operate their Clean Water Act programs, their regulatory programs, their land use and zoning programs, as well as the way farmers farm.
And Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says one of the biggest concerns they've had with the entire process is EPA never came to all of the stakeholders and engaged them.
They never had the conversations with us about true water quality issues. And I think if they start over with a mandate from Congress to engage all of us, then we can have a true discussion of water quality issues, make sure that we are addressing those without putting undue restrictions on landowners.
And while several groups have responded on the final rule, so have lawmakers. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway and House Ag Conservation and Forestry Subcommittee Chairman Glenn Thompson said America's farmers and ranchers deserve a government that will review and address their concerns. Conaway and Thompson said the process for this rule ignored them, and Congress must enact the Regulatory Integrity Protection Act of 2015 that would force the EPA and Corps to pull this regulation and work with states and local stakeholders to develop a new, proper set of recommendations. House Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson said the ag community expressed concern with the negative impacts of the rule, but EPA wasn't willing to listen or did not understand. And he is committed to working with his colleagues to explore options to ensure these regulations never go into effect. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.